Wednesday, the 9th of January, Beis Shabbat, Rabbi Nosson Bernstein, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the first mitzvah.
Morning. Can I thank organizers for inviting me again? Pleasure. I hope it'll be a pleasure for you also. We'll decide. So, as it says here, Chodesh Elohim, the first mitzvah. So I was impressed. The Bocher in Shiva came running to me and telling me, Chodesh Elohim, first mitzvah. It's not the first mitzvah. We have other mitzvahs the first. He said Mila, but he missed out to Ruvu. I was happy at least someone also looks, someone who's a speaker, but what he's going to speak about. So the MS is from the Zohar that it's a Mufurish Chazal, Rashi's first. The first thing Rashi says is Allah Tayyar. Omer Avitzchok Leyoyetzech Hachlus Atayra El Machodesh Is Elochem She Mitzvah Rishayna Mitzvah Rishayna She Nitzavu Bo Yisrael. The first mitzvah where Klal Yisrael were commanded. Matam Hiskel Bereishis. Why we stop in any case in Bereishis? Elo Koyach Matah Higid Lamoi Lotzeh Seh Nachlas Goyim Shemir Mahumis Nistim Atem. He took away the Ed Sol from the Umois that were living there at the time. And he tell them, listen, Kol Oish Lachodesh Baruch Hu, Oish owns the land. He gives it to him, he feels proper, he takes it from who he thinks acting, who he feels improper to leave it with them. You have no comments, no kindness whatsoever. But don't state that Chodesh Elohim is the first mitzvah. So we try to understand the significance of Chodesh Elohim as the first mitzvah. So first mitzvah must mean something, must have some message, something to say about Kol HaTorah Kula, that it has to see it to be the Moshe Chazal, the first mitzvah. I mean, none of the Moinia mitzvahs, the Rambam, waited until Kuf Nun Gimel, 153, to mention Kiddush HaChodesh. Although it's the mitzvah Yishayinish, it's Abba Yisrael. It's my goal, so the Chinuch goes, if you say this, of course, it's the fourth mitzvah. But it says something here, it's the first mitzvah Abba Yisrael. So before we get to that, we call this an introduction. Let's understand Divrei Rabbi Yitzchak himself. What Rabbi Yitzchak say? What is question? What is answer? And I find that there are differences in the Mefarshim which make a big difference to understanding what Rabbi Yitzchak was trying to get to. So Rabbi Yitzchak has these three parts really in Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak has this question. For some reason he understands that Torah started from Chodesh of Lachem and not from Bereishit. And the answer is Koyach Masa, which means Eretz Yisrael. And there's another part, what is Koyach Masa? So, it says like this. So the question I did was, for some reason, the Torah Shema started from Bereishit, it should have started from Achodesh Yilachem, from Parshas Bo, that's where it should have started. So, all the years, and I'm sure everyone also, when you see this Abitzchok, it's a bit astonishing. I mean, we all know that there's so many things, there's so many limudim, right? If it's midas tovos or even halachos which have a smachta, there's so many things you learn from Sefer Bereishis. There's so many things you learn from Sefer Bereishis. So how could it be to say mitzvah Shem Shnav Yisrael that we should not have started from Bereishis? So we have to understand exactly what the mitzvah's question is. So the Mefarshim, before we see the back in the words, the Mefarshim in general, an overview picture say that Torah is mitzvah. What is mitzvah Matthews? Torah, Russian Torah, is for mitzvah, commandments, what he has to do, day by day what he has to do. So, it's proper that the Torah should start with mitzvah, don't start with other things. That was the question. Let's see something exactly the Russian. Torah is mitzvah. And by not starting the Torah with mitzvahs, it's not the Torah way. It's not the way the Torah should express itself. The ikar should be the mitzvahs. What should be the basis? We'll see soon what exactly, where it should go. But that was the question. So if so, if the question was where, that mitzvahs is the fundamental purpose of the Torah, that's why we should start the Chodesh Elohim, which is the first mitzvah, what is the answer? The answer is Koyach Masa V'Gid Lamoi. The Bereishis told through gracious the strength of his actions, how strong he is, and how he's in power, how he controls the world, and therefore he can give Eretz Yisrael whatever he wants. who feels it's appropriate. So one second. If the question was, Tehillah is mitzvah, right? We knew before that gracious is very important. We don't have a doubt that what we learn out, what we understand, and whatever we can grasp from Sefer Bereishis is very, very important. Yeah. But nevertheless, there was a question. So it is mitzvah. I don't stick to the point. Not mitzvah. What is the Torah? Torah is Yisrael. So it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah chashuva could be. But what is he answering? So, here also the Mefarshim have different opinions exactly what the Torah is done. So the Mizrahi, for example, we see, says that Eretz Yisrael is Shechar mitzvah. The reward for keeping the Torah, reward for keeping mitzvahs, one of the rewards is coming to Eretz Yisrael, having a land, having a safe haven where you can stay. That's part of Shechar mitzvah. And about the Shechar mitzvahs, well, Torah's mitzvah is also good enough. See the Levush, if you see in the Rosh Le, which underlined the Levush, Levush Ha'ira, he says, Avalu Dachot Moed, the Mai Inyan Shechar mitzvahs and the Mai Shechar mitzvahs. If the whole question was Mai Shechar mitzvahs, Torah is for teaching us that actively how to do mitzvahs, but Shechar mitzvahs is a different Inyan. Dachot Moed, says the Levush. So the Levush and the Guraya, the Maral, will see, they say differently. That it's not only Shechar mitzvahs, it's much more than that. Eretz Yisrael is doch, there are many, many mitzvahs that depend on Eretz Yisrael. It's only the basis of the mitzvahs. It's not shat, it's only the reward of the mitzvahs. But to do most of the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs of Kuz Varet and all the mitzvahs, always interact with Eretz Yisrael in many ways, even those are not mamish Kuz Varet. They depend, if it's derived from Eretz Yisrael, whether Yisrael Alad Mosam. So it's the basis of the mitzvah. Not Shechar mitzvah, but it's the whole base of many, many mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara is. Avraham is the Mizrahi Tochim. What they ask, it's Shechar mitzvah, Shechar mitzvah. It's like such a great kashrut. Katadochot mecharis. Let's see. Now, another point is, to get to Eretz Yisrael, it starts with Koyach Matzav Higid La'amoy Losses Lev Na'azgar. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted, through Sefer Bereishis, to teach us that he's in control, he created, he made, he's the boss, and therefore he can do whatever he wants. That's his teacher Sefer Bereishis. So what is the Koyach Matzav Higid La'amoy exactly? Does that include all Sefer Bereishis? All the Parshas, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shiftekoh? Or is Koyach Matzav specifically my Sefer Bereishis? But it was created the world. So Mizrahi brings two opinions. You could say it's all Sefer Bereishis completely, but he says that more mashma in the Medrash that Koyach Matzav Higid La'amoy is only my Sefer Bereishis. When it was created the first day, second day, 7 days of Bereishis. That's all it is. And what's with the rest? So to Mizrahi, he says the Loshon Agav is Loshon. It says, Agav, Sipur Abriya, Nichtavu Kol HaNimshachim Acha. That's Agav. Since we already wrote the verses of Elohim, you have to write what Shem created in 7 days. By the way, we wrote all the other stories, we went on, we said the Mabul, Noyach, Lech Lecho, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shiftekoh, Yiddish, Yosef, his brothers, everything, it's all Derech Agav. The question is obvious, I mean, that's a kind of bigger thing. I mean, my Bereishis, if that's the Ikir chart, is 3% of Bereishis maybe. I didn't make the calculation, but it's a very small percentage. He's saying for 3% would have to be mentioned, so we went to the 97-98%. We wrote Derech Agav, that's a big Derech Agav. Derech Agav, the maximum we would say is 50%, but 97% Derech Agav. I mean, that's a kind of big Derech Agav. So that's what the Maral, the Guraya, the Sahedya, that Koyach Matzav La'amoy is all Sefer Bereishis. So, because that's all the lesson you have to learn. What's the point? The point is the Baruch Hu is created the world. It's not enough to create. He didn't leave the land. If someone keeps his mitzvahs or does fulfills what his wishes, the Baruch Hu is good to him. He finds favor in the eyes of Hashem and I'll reward him accordingly. And if someone has shown doesn't do and goes against his will, the Baruch Hu has the koyach, he has the power. What do you feel to talk about? He can punish the person. And we see it to Dara Flogo and Dara Mabu and then Avram, how Rabbi Yisrael promised him, go in my ways and I reward you, and we see at the end of the when he was Zaycha, he had the Oishan, the Chosim, and he was Zaycha to have Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Shishikot. This all brings out the picture, clear picture, how Rebbe Hashem conducts the world with Chav Oynish. Not, maybe not so, Oishan Golui, not in an open way where it's Mamish, you can see it clearly, but nevertheless, if you look at the whole story from beginning to end, you see that Rebbe Hashem is completely in control, he rewards who feels appropriate, and he punishes accordingly who deserves it. Zaylent, the good eye. So, if you would, so in the meantime, we have the Mizrahi a little schwer to understand what's Mizrahi in his whole Mahalach here. Quite, first of all, what he answers that, Eretz Yisrael, what is the answer to the question? When we said Torah is only mitzvah, he says it's Chah mitzvah. All the question is, what does that have to do with mitzvah? A bit very, you know, the connection is not so strong. And then, also what he says, that the whole Torah is agav, that's his ikat shot, the whole Torah is agav, the Bria Torah. Gracious. So here, that's why I give this out, that I think there's a very important difference between the Mizrahi and the Graya all the way along, and we'll see clearly how the Mizrahi understood exactly the Yitzhak's question, and the Maral understood it, and therefore the answers we'll see filling accordingly in Shitasa. So the Mizrahi, if you look on the top, Mizrahi El Achodiz El Achem, שאף בי שכל הסיפורים עצורים ותוריו ואפילו חסלויתו נתים לו אין לו לצורף. So that's, I mean, everything is needed, everything is necessary, everything is beneficial, it teaches us something. כדי זה במחל, מכל מוקרים, איקר התוריו אין אלו מתוסר. איקר התוריו. So already in the question, איקר התוריו means the main part of Torah is for mitzvahs. So when we say that lotion, the main part, if you really understand there is a place for something else in Torah. He leaves room, the Mizrahi, that Torah can also include something else. Torah is the ikis for mitzvahs, but there is room for something else in Torah. The Idach, if you look in the Gurai's Loshen, around from the beginning, Gurai, the Maral, Abagav, the Ein Sipur Echot, the Torah Shaloi, the Torah, nothing is, you know, extra, Filoch HaShlotel, or the Acha Shashem Torah, Ein Neufel, Elo Al Mitzvahs HaTorah, the word, the definition of Torah is Einoi Elo Al Mitzvah Torah. He goes on, as Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, brings the Radak. So therefore he finishes off in Cain, end of these underlined, in Cain, Ein Lichtei Boi Raka Mitzvah. So therefore in Torah you can write only Mitzvah. So this is a big difference between Rosh Mizrahi and Gurad. The Mizrahi writes, there's a main part, there's the Ikka and the Tafel. Already in the question, I understand there is a Mokoim for the stories, and for the Limudim, the things we learn from the Ovis HaGdoshim, there is, but it's not the Ikar. On the other hand, the Maral says that has no place whatsoever in Torah. So therefore, I think that is the fundamental difference between the understanding of the Mizrahi and the Kasher of Yitzchak and the Maral's understanding, and therefore the whole Torah plays itself out in a different way. So before we go further, just let's go back one second, a little bit in deeper understanding. When Ravitzky says, we should have started this week's parasha, we should have started right now. So what would happen to Bereshit? According to Ravitzky's Havamina, this is what he told me. What would happen to Bereshit? We'd erase it. So when the man is a loshen, it would be like the rest of Torah Shabbat Peh. We would have it the Kabbalah. We would have accepted it from generation to generation, from Rav and Talmud, and we would know of the Kabbalah, the Messiah, the tradition, what exactly happened on the stories of grace. We'll try to, which we'll see in the Nachas Yaakov brings, we'll make a Chakira that definitely had to be written. Would have been written. Or we can make a Chakira as well. It's possible it would have been written later in the Torah itself. Moshe Rabbeinu, before his Ptira, right, Eila Advamash, the emotion for Israel, and then he would say, you know, it's a very important of your history, of your background, you got to know about. You have to know who your fathers were, who your great grandfathers were. And then he says, you should know, the Rosh created the world, and there was a Noah, there was a Marvel. He could have said all said pages towards the end. As part of his Mutzad Rasha, when he left Kali Yisrael. So it would be in Torah, but it would be at the end of Torah. Or maybe you can say that it would be the Sefer Fnei Atzma. Just like you have Divrei HaYomim, will be one of the Chavdal Tzvarim. Will be Chavdal Tzvarim. We make it as a separate sefer. Zivayomi, right? The Rebrachis, the same thing. And we'll go into details and tell them all the Meisim of the Omos HaKadosh and the Shittikah until they came to be Galisah. So if you look at the Nachas Yaakov on the left, on the top, it's underlined, not the first underline, the second one. My Talapot Rebrachis have Lilistach Bechoy Zelochem, Shimit Rishon Shnem Lechol Yisrael. That's the first time. At the end of the Torah, you would write Bereshis. Oy, b'seifa b'fnei atzmo k'dei lashmiya la'adin v'yetzim asip. Or write as a separate sefer. Although there's a lot of things we learn out, and even dini we learn out, we write it separately as a separate sefer completely, and that's how we would have Bereshis written for us. So if we'll take, if we said there are two sides to this. I was thinking we would take the Mizrahi and the Gula both take one side. Because if you understand that it had to be written in Torah anyway, the question is what's first and what's second, so then the question of Avitzel Betem is not as strong as, no, it's not as strong. Because it's not a question that it has no place in Torah whatsoever. There's not a place in Torah. So it's a question on the order. Why was this first and this was second? So since the kasha is not such a strong question, the teretz doesn't have to be such a strong teretz. The answer doesn't have to be legitimatized why it's written in Torah b'chol. That we're not up for debate why it's in Torah. It's part of Torah. It's because it's Torah. So we have to explain the order. Why is this with the second? Or the Meir Gisa, if we say that the question was Torah is only mitzvah, and therefore it should not be written whatsoever. It should be written the same as Ne'atman. So when you, the answer has to legitimize, like we say, that why is it in Torah? And it's not enough to say just this part, that part. Every single piece of it has to be, you have to understand why you chant the Torah. So you see in the Shittos and Mamesh the whole time, that's what the Mizrahi and Gula Al-Khari, that is the difference. And even in the question, in the Diyuk Loshon, Tzach Lahaskil Es HaTorah El HaMachari Zalachem, Mizrahi is very medayik in his words there, and he goes on Rashi. But like, as you see, Mamash in the underline on the bottom. But Abba Gav, the high name, Lav Mechlal Amitzu, but like, how you're tzorich liftoyach boy. You should not have started with, Bereishis. Meaning to say, again, definitely it should be written, but we don't start with it. Miu, Kivan, it was, oh, to say, Amitzu, come on, Amitzu, that's not, then we can start with it. Mashenke, in the Maharal, he says, Abba Gav, in Tzipur, he says, it should be written Mechlal. Therefore, that Torah is mentioned in the Torah, and the rest should not be written in Mechlam. So, therefore, the Mizrahi, if never was up to debate, should be written and not written. Just a question of the order. You can say, it's kind of mixes, although it's not just a strong Torah, but to answer the question why this was written in second, you can say, since anyway, it has to be written in Torah, and this was the chronological order, the way it happened was first basis. And this all leads into Kalisol, Matan Torah, it's everything. So we wrote in this order because this also is connected to Schaim Mitzvah to Torah. Now you say, but that's only Bereishis Kerech Matanyam, what's with the rest? You can say again, Bibal Tzairosai has to be written. It has to be written. It's part of Torah. So what are we going to do? We're going to write Bereishis, Bez Borel Kim, what happened in the first 7 days, and then stop. And he'll say, Vaidabash and Mashlema, Khiriz and Lachem, Ashkadoshim, Stat Khiriz, and then only later go back to Bereishis. Could be that about even. He's asking for too much. Once, anyways, you have to write Bereishis, and so we've took this chunk, which is called Bereishis, and put it in the beginning because of its fundamental, the Samitzis, to know, Rebriya Soilu, because God created the world in the beginning. So we're not going to now cut it into pieces and put the part of Bereishis in the beginning, part of Bereishis in the end. However, we can put everything in the beginning because, anyways, we have to celebrate the Samitzis. Which, anyway, is the right order historically, is the chronological order. Masek in the Guraya and all the other Mephoshim who learn the question shouldn't be written in the cloud. So we need a legitimate reason, every single part of the basis why it's written. So therefore, the Guraya cannot accept that basis was needed, but the rest is Agav Guraya. The question was, it shouldn't be written, and you have to write basis for whatever reason, so write basis. Then go and write, like you said, Divrei Yom and Divrei be made gracious, and I don't say for telling you about the rest of it, but so he's only mitzvahs. He can't write something. If this, whatever reason, the B.S. Oilam has to do with mitzvahs, he said afterwards, okay, the rage is not coming out. Therefore, he must say it. And she tells him, he must say that we have to understand that every single part of rage is till Hachayjiz Lechem has directly to do with the Torah, which is only mitzvahs. And that connection is not the only schar mitzvahs, like they ask, schar mitzvahs, that's not mitzvahs. It has to do with the kiyum mitzvahs. It has to do with the actual doing of mitzvahs, where we say that Eretz Yisrael is the ikar place of doing mitzvahs, because mostly or many mitzvahs are tied to Yisrael, so it's the whole base of mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. That's why it was written first, and for that we need, for whatever reason, that's another whole share, why exactly Kerech Masik Na'amei, what is that really proving, but nevertheless, it's the state that we have the fundamental, the basis of all Torah is Eretz Yisrael, with that we're Motzim Mitzvahs Mimkuyim, and we need a whole sacred basis for that. That's how it comes out. Very good, the Mizrochi and the Gura al Shitosam, in understanding Rabbi Yitzchak's Kash. Now let's go back to Chodesh Zeh Lechem after this introduction, this little tool here. What is the significance of Chodesh Zeh Lechem? And I think it's maybe get a little bit a deeper understanding of Rabbi Yitzchak's word. So there you side, which is mentioned in the Shani already, drawn in the Megillas Esther, spelled it out very clearly. You know, there's a Gemara, that's Gemara Nedarim, we get to it yet, I know you're up to it, but that it says by Bishna Absalom, Vayoyte Yoyse Achutza, right before Bishna Absalom, Hashem told Avram Avinu that Avram Avinu was complaining, said to Rabbi Nishleilam, promise your children, I don't have children. So Vayoyte Yoyse Achutza, Nadoshim took Avraham Avinu outside, and he says, look at the stars, and you count the stars, Ko Yezarech. So Chazal Dasha, Vayoyte Yoyse Achutza, although it doesn't only mean physically, he took him outside, Ella, he explained to him, I want you to leave a certain concept and go into a different concept. He told him, same as the Nimus Shulcha, go out of Yesh Nimus. Meaning to say, that Avraham Avinu is in some state, he saw he was in big trouble with Avraham Avinu. He saw that naturally, a Pi Teva, Avraham Avinu could not have children. It was an Okor, so was an Akora. A Pi Teva, naturally, there was no chance of Avraham Avinu. All the specialists, all the doctors of the time, the biggest, went to the biggest centers, no chance. He's not capable of having children. So he says, Avraham, what's going to be? I can't have. But there's no same answer, go out of this whole system of nature, which is totally in the mazolos, in the stars and the constellations. You have no connection with that. I'm taking you completely out of that system. I'm putting you into a different system. Lemalam and Ateva. You are not Avram anymore. It's true, it says in the stars and constellations, Avram cannot have children, but Avram, Avram, which is your new name, which is in that idea of Lemalam and Ateva, above nature, supernatural, Avram will have children. So from there, said the Goyen, started a new mahalach, a new way the Rebbe conduct himself with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is munag shloike dechatev, and the whole Torah is shloike dechatev. Now, although they started with Avraham Avinu, we see the Rebbe Ezra in the last week's parsha, the Rambam brings him also, and he comments. Incumbent. He says he said, but he doesn't really know what he said. And as he said, it's not exactly that's a pshat here, but nevertheless, what he said is 100% true. So the Ebenezer says that when the Bereshit told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Goyedo el Avraham," he said, "The Kel Shakoi, Ushmi Hashem Lo Nidat Lem," then I reveal myself to the forefathers, the Kel Shakoi, with the name Shakoi. Ushmi Hashem lo yedat lem. We get riches from what Rashi says, but I did not reveal myself with the Shem Havaya. What does this mean? Rashi has his mahalo. The Rebbe says something interesting. He says the Shakai, the name Shakai, what it represents is that the Rebbe Nishan is Meshaded Malachus Hashemayim. The Rebbe Nishan, although there is nature, although the stars and constellations, they do have Malochim and Sorim who control everything that happens in this world. But the Bunch is above that. He can maneuver and manipulate according to his will how he wants. But Kel Shaki of the Ebenezer is the Hanoga Nisteris. The Bunch is in control, but it's quietly, secretly, behind the scenes. He doesn't outwardly come and show that he is in control. That's the shame of Kel Shachar. So Avraham Avinu, although he was munug, Hashem conducted him in a hanoga lemalam in ateva, but with that hanoga lemalam in ateva was only boifinista. That he had nothing to worry about nature and the powers of nature. You're above that. But the Hashem not outwardly, from revealed himself in such a way, but that was the hanoga. But the Klali says of the Ebenezer, Ushmi Hashem lo yudot ilim, I did not reveal myself to the others. But the Klali says I will reveal myself in the Shem Havaya. The Shem Havaya is the Shem that Mahava Kolan in Tzoyim, which creates and brings everything into existence and keeps it in existence. So therefore he, in that Shem, he changes the Oifen Golu, just like Bris Oila was from nothing, came something, Yeshayim. Also the Yesh that's there, and now we can change it like Play-Doh as he wishes. Dam, Sadeh, Kinim, whatever you want. That is the new Hanoga which will be specifically with Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is going into another stage of the development of Klal Yisrael, that here the Rosh is showing them Klal Yisrael will be Hanoga Me'alatev. Now this Hanoga Me'alatev, the Etzem, State Nef Shechai, Mishalef, Nariches, that this was the Koyach HaTorah. Klal Yisrael has this Koyach to, which they are not tied to the nature. And the etzem she'oisim etzenish shalmokim, which means with the mekayim in the Torah, they are completely, on a different sphere completely. The mamat teva, like you see the Beis Hamikdash, all the nisim and all the brachas that would shloike decha teva and stay solos and aid solah and dibrot Hashem. This is the ikim mekayach haTorah. But although it's in mekayach haTorah, this already might have started with the Ebenezer in Mitzrayim itself. So meaning to say, the whole makis and all that happened in Mitzrayim was for the first time to teach us Emunah, to establish the Emunah Yisrael, that the Rabbeinu Shloim is Hashem. That's why we say Zech Nitzis Yitzayim, Zech Nitzis Yitzayim, Zech Nitzis Yitzayim, Zech Nitzis Yitzayim, Zech Nitzis Yitzayim. But besides that, the Rabbeinu was trying to show another factor, a very important thing, that the way I conduct myself with Klal Yisrael, when we have a good relationship, of course, is Dam Tzadeh Akinim, I will save them. Loi the Derech Ateva, El Shaloi the Derech Ateva. That when the Klal Yisrael keeps the Torah, the Hanogu Klal Yisrael is much, much above and not tied to the laws of nature whatsoever. So this Hanogu even wasn't the Mitzrayim itself. So it was with Torah and the Rosh was showing it in Mitzrayim, which later he tied it into Torah. It must depend on the Kiyum of Torah. So in Bazoi, we can understand a bit another dimension, another perspective of Achodes Elohim. And Achodes Elohim is Kiddush Achodes. We all know that Kiddush Achodes, the lesson, the deeper lesson we learn from Kiddush Achodes is that Klal Yisrael is in control. Yishalmi Tzubis, Omer Av Ovin, Oidel Hashem, Kel Gremer Aloy, that in Bezul Makarish is Achodes, or the Ma'abes Hashana, even a girl that she wasn't a Psula, she was a Psula Chodesim. Kids says that Bezdin has control of the world. They can change the physical of the world through their koyach, the mikdash the chodesh, or change time. It's a time machine. Chazal can change time from one to the next and change the nature which depends on that time. So when kiddush haChodesh is the koyach of Klal Yisrael, as Tachmi Yisrael, to change and to overpower and to control nature completely, thus licht in haChodesh Zeluchem. And that is the essence of Torah, we're saying. And we're saying that Torah and Kaiso, that level that Kaiso was put into was through Torah. So Omer Rav Yitzchak, lo yehoi yitzchak ha-hafnus ha-Torah, ela nachoyed yitzchak ha-lachem, she mitzvah yishoyna. The significance of Chayyid Zalachem is the first mitzvah, because Chayyid Zalachem lays the whole understanding of what Torah is about. There's many things, not that Torah was about, I'm saying that what Torah gives the Kayak, the Klal Yisrael, to be able to control nature. So Chayyid Zalachem is the mitzvah yishoyna, because it has that significance of it. Matam posel b'bereishis. So we don't have time, but if you look in Ramban, in Tashra Achimois, he speaks out Lehedja that the same story, that Klal Yisrael doesn't have a malach, and every nation has a malach and a mazel which guides it, which is in control, and every land has a malach and a mazel, of a Klal Yisrael doesn't have a mazel, and Eretz Yisrael doesn't have a mazel. Directly is in control. Anything that happens there, so he doesn't give it to Malachim, not to Kechov, not to Mazola. So, that is part of the test.
Achoyz in Lachem is wild, because that's the mitzvah where Klal Yisrael was given its Klech for us to control nature. We need the only in Eretz Yisrael that we have that real Koyah. So before we go into Achoyz in Lachem, which empowers Klal Yisrael to control nature, you have to give them the tool. Part of the tools is giving them Eretz Yisrael, which is the land that is Shleil Kiteach HaTeva. But in Chutzlaret, Leib in Golos and Azreich, we don't have that Klech in its full power. So the Gama, the introduction to coming to Achoyz in Lachem, must be Eretz Yisrael, but maybe we should be Zeicher, the way we have the Klal Yisrael, the Torah, and Eretz Yisrael together, which gives us the full potency of Klal Yisrael. Go ahead. Thank you very much. Woo! Okay.